Where are the files? Where are they? This is episode 3 of the Battleship Cobra podcast. Let's get into it. So first, a little bit of housekeeping. I am an SAP Business One consultant. If you don't know what that is, it's a small and medium size business ERP. What's an ERP? It's an enterprise resource planning system. What's an enterprise resource planning system? It's basically like an accounting system that will help you to run your business, in short. So I do videos on that type of stuff, and I'm just kind of doing a podcast to do some general topic stuff, and I like podcasts. So you can check out all my stuff at battleshipcobra.com. It's my landing page for everything mic related. Lately, I've been getting into doing more streaming. So I've been playing around with Twitch. You can go to twitch.battleshipcobra.com. I still haven't decided how frequently I'm going to do it or whatever, but I have it kind of set up and I play around with it a little bit. So if you follow me on Twitch, I'll show up there. Probably going to do Twitch, and I'm also going to do some YouTube live stuff. I don't like YouTube live so much because it like emails every single person. I just kind of want to just be doing what I'm doing. So what I'm going to do is just come online for like an hour at a time, maybe in the evening Pacific Standard Time, and I will just be online working, and then I'll answer questions if anybody drops into the chat. So you have a Crystal Reports question, you know, or an SQL question, or an SAP Business One question, or a B1UP question, or anything relating to consulting or whatever. I could do Photoshop, I could do whatever, I can switch to screen cap and do that, whatever. So yeah, I'll keep an eye out for that. Secondly, we're sponsored by Forgestic.com, Forgestik.com. I work for them. I'm a proud Forgestic consultant. If you run SAP Business One and you don't necessarily like your partner and you want more out of your maintenance fees, and or you would like to work with me and the team at Forgestic, contact me through LinkedIn. That's linkedin.battleshipcobra.com. That'll go right to my profile. And then just message me there and we can talk about some stuff, okay? Also brought to you by B1UP. It is my favorite add-on. If you don't have this add-on, you're not running SAP Business One the way that it should be run. It lets you customize your user interface, do macros, email properly out of SAP with placeholders and everything all nicely. Custom reporting with, you could do automatically scheduled reports. You can do tons and tons of cool stuff. So that's Boyum B1 Usability Package. I have never seen a better antidote to anxiety than intelligently directed activity. Let planning and activity be your sword and shield whenever fear and anxiety threaten to overwhelm your ability to perform. When you are alone with your fears, they will be your guardians. John Danaher, that's the one of the coaches of George St. Pierre, a championship UFC fighter, if you don't know who he is. John Danaher is his, I guess you could say, grappling jiu-jitsu coach, really smart guy. It makes a lot of sense, and I really like this point because anxiety is really like worry without any organization. It feels like a ball of stress, and, you know, the ball has no edges, and you're just hyperventilating, and you're just like, this, that. And you think, like, it's never ending, and this, that, blah, 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 all this stuff, right? So planning and activity, you know, you don't know how effective it is, and my mind can just run off the rails for sure, and, you know, having kids, you worry about your kids and all that stuff all the time, and you just worry. It's really not that useful. Anxiety in particular, I really think you can help yourself. Look, I'm not a doctor or anything like this. I just know for a fact that I know my brain. I know I can change my brain. and I believe I can change my brain, and I have changed my brain. You know, you can let this ball of anxiety run away just into this hyperventilating black hole of garbage, or you can say, look, that's taking away your power to affect your own reality and your own life. And if you look at it like John Danaher is saying here, if you have planning and activity, set a priority, literally start working on something, okay? Put away some crap in your room or your house. Clean something up. Approach a project. Make a call that you don't want to do. Send an email you've been avoiding. Just sit there and do it, okay? I get so many emails deep, and then I think, like, I'm never going to get through this. This is the worst thing. I'm never going to get out of it. And then I have to just keep working, triage the emails, focus on something, get that something done. Even if stuff is coming in, you can still intelligently plan and work ahead, and it really helps me. So it's, you know, it's quotes like that. I kind of wanted to segue into this. People that know me probably know I'm a big quote fanatic. You can go to quotes.battleshipcobra.com, and it's my own personal, what I call my quote Bible. And I've been, I think since I was 13 or something, tracking quotes. Actually, I had to split it. The file got too long. Every time I find a quote or something noteworthy that's something that I like to remember, I put it into my quote Bible. And the Bible is like, I'm not a religious person, but I think if you think about the structure of a Bible in terms of verses and chapters and, you know, it's something that you can meditate on and you can think about and you can review. And when you need that information, you can go back and reference to it. And I think that's the perfect thing. People are going to say, like Laura, my wife says that, it's too simple, it's not useful, it's so obvious, let's say, like it's cliche or something like that. But I think the most powerful quotes are like little mini magic spells, let's say it that way. And it just like clicks something in your head that, for me, it keeps me focused on that one particular thing or the idea. And I definitely throw things in my quote Bible, and if I'm feeling lost or something, sometimes I just skim through it, and there's always something in there I feel that's like I needed it for some point. And I take a lot out of it. I personally am huge into quotes, so you can check it out, quotes.battleshipcobra.com. I'll probably do a quote in certain episodes, and I'm a huge fan of them. So that's something that just reminds me. I think, you know, what do they say? Motivation is like bathing. It's best when you do it every day or something like that. I think that's like quotes. It's a simple way to reinforce an idea that's really going to be powerful in your life. Another topic, encouragement. Look, I talked about this before. Nobody really knows anything, okay? You have just as much right to learn something, to do something as anybody else. And I'm nobody who is willing to talk on camera and speak on camera and look like an idiot. And like, I just don't care. I don't care. You tell me whatever you want. You say I suck. You don't have to follow me. I don't get a lot of hate, so that's awesome. I don't get a lot of hate directly at me. I'm also like not that big, so like it's not like that's not my goal. The goal is just to help anybody I can, and the people that I've worked with, I've talked to and chatted and keep in touch with a lot of different people all over the world, and I honestly started doing like Udemy courses for money for sure, and that's good. But being able to help people really like push things forward, learn things, get better at stuff, teach them skills, and also have people give me feedback. It's been like really, really cool. And I think that that doesn't have to be somebody else. You can start and work on SAP Business One. You can get much better at crystal reports. You can get much better at SQL queries. And you get much better at B1 Up. You get much better at SAP Business One. Like, you have the resources. You have the forum. You have the, you know, hopefully you have the application. You can do it, man. You can do anything too. Like, start your own podcast, start your own. Nobody asked me to do this podcast. I'm doing it for my own entertainment, and it's kind of like a challenge to fit it in. And I'm enjoying it, and I listen to my own podcast. So it's like an audience of one, something that I would think would be really cool. So go ahead and do it. Encouragement. You know, you can do it. I believe in you. You know, positive words. Read my quote. Read my quote Bible. Listen to motivating people. I'm lucky I don't have people around me that are like telling me I suck and to stop doing things. Even if I did, I wouldn't talk to them, I guess. But don't let people tell you that you suck because you're awesome. Next topic. Being a stronger person. I'm a fan of Jordan B. Peterson. And if you don't know who that is, look up Jordan Peterson on YouTube. I think it's really, an important message that he has to spread. And depending on where you've heard of him first, like he's some inane people, let's say, who don't listen to what he's saying. They're just trying to demonize him somehow. I don't see how being a stronger person is a negative thing. I don't see how, like, the things that he's saying, like, you need to get your crap together and you need to be a stronger person. And in particular today, I wanted to talk about his concepts of just being a stronger person. And in particular, when he's talking about the multiple legs of your life, like your life is like a table. And if you spend your entire life focusing only on your career, and then something bad happens in your career, then that leg is wiped out. You know, the strongest people have multiple legs of strength in areas that they that can support them. So they have their own hobbies, they have a career, they have friends, they have family, they have their own interests. So if you get taken out by something and you're really sad, you can say, well, I can go hang out with my kids. I'm fortunate enough to have kids. I can hang out with my wife. It gives me perspective so that if, like, something bad is happening, you know, my kids are being crazy, I'm going to go, you know, I have work. I guess it works that way. But I just really think that's a really good thing as a cultivate. You know, I do martial arts and I have that community. I have that, you know, if I have a bad day at work or whatever, I just blow up some steam and go there. I'm just the same as everybody else. I exercise, I work really hard, I get really sweaty, I learn some stuff, and at the end, I have a new perspective. So don't put stock, you know, don't spend your entire life. I think one of the worst things I see is, like, younger people getting so obsessed with, like, a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Like, typical process, right? Get together, get fat, watch TV, lose all your friends, you know, rely 100% on this other person. You're so weak. You have no hobbies. You have no friends. You barely care about your job. You just want to go to your job so you can come home. You know, definitely when you're a teenager, this is how you kind of think, right? So important, so important. So just keep in mind that you're probably stronger than you think. Focus on the fact that you have multiple legs. You know, be thankful for your family. Be thankful for your friends. Invest time in your friends and family. Invest time in your work. Invest time in your kids, invest time in your hobbies. They all feed you and they give you a stronger leg to stand on. And look up Jordan Peterson. He's got a lot more message than that. The last thing I want to talk about today, I guess today is like the attitude podcast, man. I just want to say, like, have fun. And technology is fun. In particular, I just like, you know, I started this podcast just like, you know, my goal isn't to be like Joe Rogan or something. If I can help one person, or just doing it by itself, I think is like, it's fun for me. It's a little hobby. It's entertainment. And if anybody gets anything out of it, that's a bonus. In particular, I think technology is just fun. I've been playing with Twitch. It's really fun. I like Ninja. I like Fortnite. If you don't like Fortnite, you can take a long walk off a short pier. Fortnite's fun. I don't see why people hate on it. It's free to play. It's really fun. It's really dynamic. I've played all the Battlefields. I've played, you know, the Counter-Strikes. And, you know, I played a lot of stuff, and those are so much fun too. There's just something about Fortnite. It's just really fun. And in particular, I like the Ninja, the guy Ninja. He's a Fortnite player, and he's really cool to follow, and he has a big Twitch stream following. So I was like, why can't I adapt that to technology? I think so much of the technology communication, it's just like so boring, you know, like people scared to have their faces on camera, or scared to have a personality. Like, I have to be like, I am a business robot. I am a business robot. I mean, business is about relating to people. So it's about building relationships. It's about community. It's about being honest and fair. And it's about, you know, systems. It's fun. So technology is really fun. You know, I take time to work with other people, to help them, to challenge myself. I pick little projects that I spend a little bit of time in the week working on so I don't go crazy. I like to do creative things, and I like to be challenged with like little technological things and figure things out. If you check out my Twitch stream, it's so fun to delve into it, see what the professionals are doing. There's no barriers to entry. I just piece all this stuff together with stuff I already had. I happen to have a nice microphone, but that shouldn't stop you. And yeah, it's really fun. Get out there, build something. Have a positive attitude. Don't be a negative person. And a lot of, like, if I get down or whatever, I'll become kind of negative. But, you know, have a positive attitude. The power of a positive attitude, man. Even if you're losing, you know, you're not doing that great, you're working hard and you have a positive attitude, like, nobody can say you suck if you have a positive attitude and you're trying hard. So, you know, you have to feel some way. Why not feel like a champion? Why not feel like the best that's ever done it? I think Conor McGregor said that, and you know, so be positive, have fun. I think that's a really good message, and your clients will see it. You know, it's fun to be creative. Think of cool things to do and do them. So that's it for today. That's episode 3. I hope you got something out of it. Hopefully it wasn't too long. I'm trying to aim for, say, 10 episodes. So we're going to try for 10 and we'll see what the feedback is. I'm going to do my Twitch streaming, so pay attention. I debated doing like a mailing list or something, but pay attention on my YouTube. I'll probably announce something on my YouTube with a schedule. And if you're in one of my Udemy courses, then I'll probably announce it there, and I'll just give a schedule of when I'm going to be doing that. So other than that, remember to check out forjestic.com, linkedin.battleshipcobra.com, and message me if you have any questions about SAP. Follow me on subscribe to me on YouTube, youtube.battleshipcobra.com. Check me out on Twitch, follow me there, twitch.battleshipcobra.com. Check out my Udemy courses. You can go to my instructor page at udemy.battleshipcobra.com. If you go to battleshipcobra.com, everything's there. If you click on the Udemy links for my courses there, you'll get 50% off. Please don't discount that, because if you discount it, then Udemy cuts my revenue in half, etc., etc. If you can afford it, I'd really appreciate it. It really helps me to be motivated to continue to do that, to make another course. I have another course in the works. I'm not going to announce it yet. I'm not 100% on it. Other than that, thank you guys. Thanks for the subs. Thank you so much for supporting me. Thanks for the feedback. Thanks for the questions. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for the likes on the videos and everything. I really appreciate it. Subscribe to this podcast. You can go to podcast.battleshipcobra.com. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can get it on iTunes, on Spotify. You can subscribe all of those different places. So have a great one. Enjoy your day. You can do it. You're awesome. I encourage you. If you ever need any encouragement, just hit me up, linkedin.battleshipcobra.com, and I'll be there. Bye for now, guys.